All righty, welcome back in. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Let's go out to the guest line right now and talk to a legend just retired with the Philadelphia Eagles as a two-time Super Bowl champion. And he's here today on behalf of Crooked T, and that's our guy, Brandon Graham. BG, appreciate the time as always. How you been, my man?
Oh man, I've been doing good. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing fantastic. So I remember seeing you Super Bowl week as we were staying in the same hotel. I don't know how the heck I was staying in the Philadelphia Eagles hotel. It was good accommodations by my employer. But you were basically winking. You didn't say that you were definitely going to play, but I had a feeling after talking to you that you were. You go back in that game. We know what happened with the torn triceps. Just how do you kind of look back at what the last few months were like for you, getting the injury, coming on back, and then winning another Super Bowl and then walking off into the sunset?
It was worth it. It was definitely worth it, man. It was something that I always remember. Thankful for the times of 15 years being with Philly, and looking forward to the next venture of what's next for me. But I was definitely happy I came back, was able to play through it, and then now even rehabbing it, it was well worth it.
So, camp starting back up, do you miss it? Is it weird knowing that you're not putting on the pads and playing football?
Man, it is kind of weird. It is a little different, but I feel like I found something now to kind of fill that void, to give me that schedule again. Yeah, I still talk with my guys, and I was just up there today. I still work out every day, making sure that I'm staying right. But for the most part, it did feel different, man. Not having your same locker you had for 15 years. Now you got to pull up. Pull up, pull open. You know what I'm saying? The old school lockers now. So, but I am excited just to see these guys this year, because I really do feel like they got something good going, and I want to stay close.
I remember talking to you before you suffered the injury initially, and you were even maybe contemplating at that time playing another year, but you talked about how special it would be to win a Super Bowl and have that be kind of the Selleck moment where you end your career. I remember you saying it that way. Were you ever close after winning that Super Bowl, especially with the health issues that you had this year, to coming on back and playing another season for the Eagles?
Man, you know, I thought about it, man, especially because of how I was playing, and I felt like I still got that fire, that passion, and man, I just wanted to make sure that I really exhaust everything I could, see if the team was thinking the same way, and if they wasn't, hey, I'm happy. I'm happy regardless. It was a good problem to have. I felt like the game don't owe me nothing. I don't owe the game nothing. I mean, it's like, what else is there for me to prove? So I just kind of went on ahead and called it. I was like, you know what? My kids gonna be able to see me at my best, and I don't want to give football all of that and then have another injury this year. And should have just stayed out. So I'm happy that I made that decision.
Has there been any conversations with Howie? But when you guys left it at that you're going to retire, was Howie saying, "Now, if there's an injury, or maybe if you stay in shape and there's a playoff run, maybe you open the door for a Brandon Graham return in November or December"?
Well, you know what? I'm telling you, I'm just trying to look good right now. So I hope they don't need me. I'm gonna just say that. But we haven't talked about nothing. I just know that I want to be close, want to stay around, want to help Howie and the team as much as I can, and while doing something else right now.
Dan, obviously you're doing the great work with Crooked T. We'll talk about them in just a second. But when it comes to the day-to-day part of life, what does Brandon Graham kind of envision him wanting to do since the playing days are now over? Instead of just being the great father, but I'm talking about from a professional side, what do you really want to do with the rest of your life?
Just want to be an entrepreneur right now, man. I don't want to have to be like have to be on a 9 to 5. I want to have fun. If I am on a 9 to 5, is working on Crooked T, something that I'm already fired up and passionate about because of the mission of taking sugar off the streets. And it just give me that same type of feeling of just being a leader. And I'm trying to be a leader of the world, trying to bring a better drink, to the world. And so I think me and Ben has he got the same qualities I have, and I feel like it'll fill up my schedule a whole lot, and it's something that I would I'm on that mission right now of health and wellness, and I know that that's something that I want to do, take sugar off the streets, because I know how bad it is for you, and I'm trying to look better myself, and I want to drink better.
So I don't know, man. Maybe it's a front office. Maybe it's a coaching role, analyst. Maybe you could be the next trainer of the Eagles. It sounds like you're keeping all your options open.
I'm keeping it all open, man. But you know how it is, like the grind of just being in football. I want to kind of be a little more creative on being able to spread the wealth a little bit of my kids having a little bit more time with daddy and being able to go make their things while still feeling that fire and that burn of, you know, doing something with a mission and accomplishing goals that you set for yourself. So right now, man, I'm just trying to be creative on my next moves and see what God got for me.
Brandon Graham here with us on behalf of Crooked T. When we get to your journey, and there was a time in Philadelphia where people called you a bust, people said the draft pick wasn't worth it, and now you will go down in the history as one of the best Eagles ever with two Lombardi trophies, obviously the strip sack of Tom Brady in the Super Bowl, what you were able to do this past year before the injury and then coming on back. You've gone from someone that people wanted to get rid of in Philadelphia to an actual hero. How did you overcome the adversity, the tough beginnings, especially in a passionate city where that could eat you alive, and get to be the man that we're talking to today?
Well, you know what, man? I ain't do it by myself. I know that it took a village, you know, some prayer and, man, some action. I worked hard every day, even through the tough parts. And I had to talk about things sometimes when I didn't want to talk about it, on how I felt. Because it wasn't an easy road, because like you said, man, I didn't want to be outside. I didn't want to go outside. I didn't want to go to, you know, out to eat with family when they would come in for the games. I just wanted to try to change, you know, the whole story of what people were saying about me. And it was a daily walk. And like I say, the village of people, the players that I've come across, Trent Cole, Jason Peters, even, you know, people in the organization just saying, you know, stay with it, man. Keep focused. Stay focused. Get off the social media if you can't handle it right now. You know, all that stuff that you do, that you, you know, sometimes do. You still be on social media sometimes because you're hard-headed, but it get better as you continue to keep going. And that's all I did, man. I just persevered through, and now making that play against Brady, that helped. And then after that, them 7 years to get to this point, now winning another one, man. I mean, like I say, I don't have – the game don't owe me nothing. I don't owe the game nothing. And there's nothing else for me to prove. But I do still have that chip on my shoulder to know that, you know, man, there's still more work to be done.
You know, it's kind of crazy because a lot could change in a year. And we've seen that, right, with the way that people talk about Jalen Hurts, also with the way that people talk about yourself through the years. But really, your head football coach this past year, Nick Sirianni, I thought he was on the hot seat. I didn't think the Eagles should have brought him back. I was wrong on that. Now I think entering this football season, he's the third best coach in the NFL. How was Nick Sirianni able to get this right in Philadelphia? Because you know how it could get. You're 10-1. You're the kings of the city. Then with how it ended, it got really ugly. How were they able to turn it around, especially your head football coach?
Well, I just know that they had to stop focusing on the other stuff, man. Like Philly media can be what it's going. It's already going to be what it is. It's competitive. People are trying to have their takes and trying to divide. And it's all good. They want to see how strong – I look at it as they want to see how strong this team really is when we start talking about every little detail of what y'all do. And when it's good, it's good. When it's wrong, it's wrong. Or they speculate when there ain't nothing going on sometimes. But it's, you got to have tunnel vision, man. And I know work and a little love in there. You got to make sure that you supporting the guys and making sure that you taking care of your guys when they putting the real work in for you, especially when it's hard, because sometimes some people, some teams that I've been on, sometimes we don't always handle adversity well as together. But I think that I would just say even the last 5 years, it's been really great just seeing guys, you know, just be able to go through some adversity. The year 2023, we had adversity, and that's what we did. But I liked how we, even though it didn't happen the way we wanted to, the way the team was together in those hard times. That's what matters to me, man. Because it's more than just a game. Sometimes you want to help people in real life. But I've met some great teammates and great people in the staff that in them hard times they made it worth it because of, you know, them not taking that role. So I think Nick Sirianni did a great job of how he handled that adversity this year. And even as a team, we didn't feel that pressure when we was 2-2.
Wrapping up with BG, Brandon Graham here on behalf of Crooked T. I'm going to have you put your analyst hat on for a second. Right before you jumped on, I saw one of these top 10 quarterback lists, and Chris Sims was the author of this list, and he had Jalen Hurts ranked as the 10th best quarterback in the NFL. When you hear that, what's the first reaction that he put 9 other quarterbacks in front of your old quarterback?
I feel like, man, people just want to have hot takes these days, man. They know. It's all good. Hey, I hope Jalen keep that chip on his shoulder the rest of the way, because, I mean, that's why I still got mine, because people gonna always have something to say and have their opinion, and that's why you got to – I respect it, but, you know, at the same time, they know they wrong. because he won a championship. I don't care how it is. I mean, he showed you in that last game when our running game wasn't – it still did some, but it wasn't the whole game. Jalen was out there, you know, playing that game against a good defense, you know, especially the DBs back there. Them boys, they played great, and people just don't want to give him his credit. He got to go do it again, maybe again after that. But I feel like with him, what I love about him is, you know, his focus. And of course, he have his times where, you know, things get to you. So do we all. But it's more about, you know, making sure that he putting that good work and that good tape out there. And, I mean, man, he barely turned the ball over. People don't really see what he does. And that's what's great. We just going to go out there and go win us another one. And then you can say whatever else you want to say. So that's what I would say. Let people keep talking while we keep getting rings.
Well, it's trying to get back to another Super Bowl. You had a great year you just saw with the Commanders and Jaden Daniels. We know what the Lions are capable of. The Rams are a heck of a team. Who do you think is the biggest challenger in the NFC to potentially take the Eagles out? Like, who do you view as the toughest competition for Philly inside the NFC?
I would say the NFC, Washington for sure. You know, Jaden Daniels, we got much respect for him. We see him twice a year, and he handles the pressure well, and you just got to get to him. But I know that in all games, you got to make sure that you have a stout front where they can't get their running game started. Got to make sure that we playing together. Communication is key. Nobody's blowing assignments, and I mean, I feel like we'll give ourselves a good shot, because we got players too, just like them. But I think those are the guys that match up well. And I mean, Dallas always going to be, I mean, you always got to respect them too this year. And I think that, you know, Dallas, but Washington is the one that I would say that's going to be the one trying to aim for us because of what happened last year in the championship game.
But last thing I'll ask you before we talk about Crooked T for one more time, Brandon Graham here with us. The tush push was a big topic of conversation this offseason. You beat the Packers twice. They're trying to outlaw it. I thought the commissioner was kind of behind that as well. Jason Kelce, I guess, saved the day. What was your reaction to, as a defensive player, a lot of the league trying to eliminate the tush push?
Well, you know what? I mean, man, I'm all for a challenge. And, you know, people just get mad because they can't stop it. And, I mean, man, I just would never admit to that. That's just my opinion. I would just always say, like, hey, we're going to figure it out at the end of the day. We got the people here to do it. I've seen people stop it. If you don't have – we just fortunate right now because we have a good old line. We got people that work well together. And, man, yeah, it might seem like it's impossible to stop, but we've got it stopped a couple of times against us. And it's just because, you know, it's all grit. At that time, sometimes at 4th and 1, you're so tired, you just don't even feel like pushing like you normally would if you was fresh. And that's another thing. It's just like, look, let's get in some better shape and let's work. Because, I mean, man, it's something that we do well. And I hope they continue it because, you know, man, I would never admit to that. That's what I would say.
All right, one more time. Tell us what you got cooking with Crooked T. I've been seeing you sip on it during the interview.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we trying to, man, take sugar off the streets. You know, we trying to start off with something fun, you know, 80 calories, you know, no sugars, no carbs, gluten-free. I'm trying to drink better, and I'm on this health and wellness right now, man, of trying to be better in life, just with my choices of what I put in my body. And, you know, I think this is something that's going to give me that passion and that fire that I always had, like that leadership Like I say, trying to be creative on my schedule while working and still feeling like I got a purpose. And Crooked T has given me that. And man, like I say, we having fun over here while taking sugar off the streets, and we just want to make sure that we drinking better, and because a lot of stuff that you're drinking out here don't have all the stuff that you really have on the inside, and on our labels, we want to make sure that we adding some great stuff to the world.
I know you got to run. One last thing that just popped into mind, Brandon Graham. CJ Gardner-Johnson, obviously, when he's been in Philadelphia, you guys have gone to Super Bowls. Now he got traded this past offseason. What was CJ like as a teammate, and was it at all disappointing to see the organization move on from him?
Man, CJ, he had that fire and that passion. He brought it every day. It wasn't perfect all the time, but, I mean, man, you knew he was loyal. He was committed. And, you know, I just know that we're going to miss him. And I hate I hope that that they soften their hearts, both sides, and then we just all move on, because he's with a great organization with the Texans and you know, the Eagles. We all gonna be together in a minute, trying to get our rings, and we just want to make sure that we ain't out here, because you never know how stuff coming back around. So, and it's always good to bow out gracefully, and even when you hurt, because sometimes it don't always go like you wanted to. Of course, we won. You won. Want to kind of enjoy it a little more by being on the team this year, trying to make a comeback and do it again. I know all that stuff probably burning on the inside for him. Like I say, he's passionate, just like all of us. And in business, it's nothing personal. It's just straight, you know, what it is. And I mean, they don't really have to have no reason why. They just running a business, and it's nothing personal. So I would just, you know, for him, I love that. Like he's showing his passion, but let's soften our heart, and you know, let's move on, because he gonna do something great this year too. Can't wait to see him.
Brandon Graham, on behalf of Crooked T, BG, always appreciate your professionalism and the conversation. Thanks so much for doing this once again.
Yeah, I appreciate you, man. So yeah, my address is this, and you can send the money this way, because that wasn't free. That ain't no free game. Nah, but I appreciate you.